I start my day by praising Allah Ar-Rahman.
Nida' al-Iman Radio Broadcasting Station proudly presents Jewels of Faith, a 12-lesson program made to enhance the English-speaking population of our nation about the glorious religion of Islam. Jewels of Faith includes lessons about the belief, the prophets, and many other valuable pieces of information. We begin now with our lesson. Stay tuned.
The Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the prophets.
In the name of Allah, praise and thanks to Allah, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad and grant safety to his followers. To the beloved Muslims, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allah the Exalted said in the chapter of the Quran called Al-Furqan, لِيَكُونَ لِلْعَالَمِينَ نَذِيرًا. This glorious verse has the meaning that Prophet Muhammad was sent to humans and jinn as a warner of the punishment of Allah. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most beautiful and articulate of all people. He called the people to Islam with kindness and wisdom. He knew the method with which to approach people, and he never betrayed his message by his own actions. All of his deeds were in accordance with what he called others to. And yet, in spite of all of his greatness, many people rejected his message and refused to be Muslim. This fact in no way reflects a deficiency in Prophet Muhammad, but instead shows how mean and miserable many humans are. Even some of the people that the Prophet called to knew that he was the messenger of Allah, but still they would not become Muslim. They had news of one who would come named Ahmad, which is one of the Prophet's names, and they had news of what his characteristics would be, and still, when he came to them, they did not follow him out of sheer arrogance and perversity. When Prophet Muhammad called to the people, there were no more followers of previous prophets among them. For example, the Jews were not really following Prophet Moses, but instead added and took away many things from the true teachings. When they heard of Prophet Muhammad, most of them refused to follow him because he was not from the sons of Prophet Isaac, but instead was from the sons of Prophet Ishmael, the Arabs. The prophethood had been from the sons of Isaac for a long time, for Prophets Jacob, Joseph, Moses, David, Solomon, and Jesus all came from the line of Isaac, the second son of Prophet Abraham. The first son of Abraham, Prophet Ishmael, lived in Arabia, and his descendants were Arab, and Prophet Muhammad came from his line. Yet not all of the Jews showed this wretched arrogance and envy. In fact, one very big figure from the Jews of Medina converted to Islam after meeting Prophet Muhammad, his name being Abdullah ibn Salam. He was the top scholar of the Jews in Medina at the time of the Prophet. He knew that there was a Prophet coming, and he knew that the expected Prophet could answer three questions. So when he heard the news of Prophet Muhammad arriving in Medina, he went to him and said that he will ask him three things that only a Prophet would know. The first was, what is the first sign of the hour? The next was, what is the first food that the people of paradise will eat? And the third was, why does the child look like either his father or his mother? The blessed Prophet replied to this Jew that Angel Gabriel had told him about these questions before. The reply of the Jew was that Gabriel is the enemy of the Jews and that they hate him, which of course is blasphemy. Then the Prophet answered the questions. He told that the first sign of the coming hour is a fire, which drives the people from the east to the west. He told that the first food of the people of paradise will be an extra part of the whale's liver, which is very delicious. And he told that if during intercourse the man's fluids come first, that the child will resemble the father. And if the woman's fluids come first, the child will resemble the mother. When this scholar of the Jews heard the answers from the Prophet, he said the two professions of faith, giving up his blasphemous beliefs and becoming Muslim, a devoted follower of Prophet Muhammad. When his former people heard of his conversion, they ridiculed the man whom they used to praise, and they remained with their ignorance and arrogance. How does the opinion of foolish men affect the faith of the pious? Are those silly people the ones who will put people in paradise? They will not. They and their followers will enter hellfire and dwell therein forever unless they give up their blasphemy before they die and say the two professions of faith, thus entering the great and only true religion, the religion of all the prophets, Islam. Praise and thanks to Allah, and we ask Allah to end our lives with Islam. I profess that no one is God but Allah, and I profess that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah.
I begin in the name of Allah. To the beloved Muslims I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. The following precious words are an English translation of an address from our Honorable Sheikh Nizar al-Halabi. Praise and thanks to Allah, the owner of the worlds, for the givings which he grants without him being obligated to do so. May Allah raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and have mercy upon his Muslim relatives, pious followers, and his pure good companions. O my beloved ones whom I love for the sake of Allah, the Messenger of Allah said what means, He whom Allah has willed good things for, Allah afflicts him. Related by Al-Bukhari and others. That is, if Allah has willed a high rank for his believing slave, he hits him with worldly afflictions and protects him from afflictions in the religion. Among the matters of belief is to know that the more the believer holds to the religion and abides by it, the more affliction he receives. Consequently, he encounters opposition from his relatives and neighbors. This is an indication that this world does not have the worth of the wing of a mosquito to Allah, as mentioned in the hadith. Had it been worth the wing of a mosquito, no prophet or righteous follower of a prophet would have been killed by a non-Muslim in this world. Be, my beloveds, firm on the truth. Don't pay attention to those who confuse people, those whose hearts were killed by the love of money, desires, and leadership. No one of you should be pessimistic if he started diligently and actively in the field of spreading Islam, and then he was hit by calamities. Let him not say, I embarked on obedience and troubles came to me, so let me lag behind. Look to our master Adam. He was afflicted and taken down from Al-Jannah, paradise. And paradise is a place where no lying, cheating, or disturbances occur. He did not object to Allah, but stayed firm in obedience. And our master Noah called his people to Islam for 950 years, and only about 80 people believed in him. He used to faint from the harm of the non-believers. Yet throughout all of that, he did not budge from obedience to Allah. Remember the saying of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which means that the prophets are the most afflicted people, then the next in status, and then the next in status. A man would be afflicted in proportion to his adherence to the religion. O beloved ones, remember the saying of the respected Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i, which means that this world is a traitor and a liar. It laughs at its own people. Whoever inclines towards it will be afflicted in it, and whoever turns away from it will be safe from it. It is like a snake, the touch of which is soft and the poison of which is deadly. Its days pass like imagination, and its desires fade away quickly. So work in this life, doing that which pleases Allah. O beloved ones, seeking to increase your knowledge is a sign of success. Al-Imam Muhammad ibn Idris al-Shafi'i said what means that seeking knowledge is better than performing the voluntary deeds. The people of knowledge say what means that spreading the knowledge of the religion among the people is better than distributing money to them. O our beloved ones, this path is the path of truth. You surely know it. Follow it and stick to it, and don't pay attention to the confusing of the confuser or the whispering of the whisperer. May Allah give you the comprehension of the religion and protect you. Thus ends the translation of the words of our beloved Sheikh Nizar al-Halabi. May Allah protect him. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
The Islamic Charity Project Association developed this program to help people see that Islam is not only for Arabic-speaking people, but for all people of all races and languages.
I start my day by praising Allahur Rahman.
Thank you for listening to Jewels of Faith.
Allahur Rahman, the Lord of all the worlds. The Lord of all the worlds, and I ask Allah to raise the rank of the Prophet.